Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Since ancient times, mercury has been used to treat skin diseases and other illnesses. But its toxicity wasn't fully appreciated until March 1809, when a large cargo of mercury poisoned two British ships.
Mercury is an enticing liquid metal obtained from cinnabar. People use mercury compounds such as mercuric chloride to disinfect wounds and mercuric sulfide to make bright red vermilion paint.
Later, it was used in batteries, fluorescent lights, and even in felt production, which caused dementia in workers. Thus, Lewis Carroll coined the phrase Mad Hatters in Alice in Wonderland.
More importantly, mercury was used to extract gold and silver. Mercury surrounds precious metals and, when burned, releases as a vapor, leaving pure gold and silver.
That's why the British ships ended up with the mercury. The shipment had been intended for South America for extraction of silver. The metal was in wood containers in the lowest decks of the HMS Triumph, next to the wine and bread rooms.
The area was poorly ventilated and hot, and the containers had gotten wet, rotted, and began leaking mercury. Its vapors quickly contaminated food and supplies. Within weeks, the crew showed mercury poisoning.
They had partial paralysis, lung and bowel problems, swelling of the head and tongue, and the worst cases, lost their teeth and suffered gangrene of the face. Some of the cargo was moved aboard another ship, but the setup there prevented a severe poisoning.
Even though the Triumph got a good scrubbing, fresh cases of mercury poisoning appeared. Eventually, she was broken up in 1850. Yet, despite learning how toxic the metal could be, many of mercury's uses remained through the 20th century.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.